Personally, as a local MHK, I'm extremely disappointed by this decision last night, in which Ongar commissioners have voted not to engage with the national politicians. We are meant to be one group of elected members, both locally and nationally, to serve the people of Ongar the best we can. And it's really disappointing, more so when we consider that we had a very positive meeting between MHKs and local elected members on the 21st of July. And in that meeting, we discussed issues relating to local government bill, 20 mile an hour zones, social housing, and empty properties within the constituency. This is local politicians, national politicians coming together for the good of our community and for our constituency. So I really hope that the local authority and the local commissioners will look again at this decision, because I don't think it's the right decision for the people of Onchan or for our elected members.
What did you find that yourself and your fellow representative of Onchan and the Keys got out of these meetings?
Well, when I was an elected commissioner myself back in 2012 until 2016, I really wanted to engage with our national politicians, because I wanted them to make them aware of the issues that were affecting the constituents within the within our local area about housing, energy from waste, gate fees, and basic legislation issues that were affecting constituents at the time. Now that I'm a national politician representing the constituents, I want to understand what our local authority members have in respect of concerns. So during our meeting on the 21st of July, they raised issues around the local government bill. I raised issues around the 20 mile an hour zone. We had conversations around, the conditions of social housing, and we also discussed empty properties. So it was a fantastic meeting. And in fact, I would argue it was probably one of the best meetings I've attended since I've been an elected member.
Now, you are obviously chair of the Public Service Commission. During the meeting, it was brought up that two of the board members are civil servants, and they felt like if they sat in that meeting, it would be going against their code of conduct as civil servants. Do you think they were right to say we would have to take a step back? Or do you think actually you should be more than able to sit in those meetings? What do you make of that?
Well, when I've actually heard those comments, the first thing I did was contact OHR. And as far as I understand, there is nothing stopping elected members, both as a commissioner or a councillor, actually sitting in meetings with their national politicians. There is, as far as I'm aware, and I did have a look myself this morning, I cannot find anything within the civil servant code. But I would be more than welcome to engage with both of those local representatives in Onchan who feel they may be conflicted. We live in a small island where we have to manage conflicts all the time. But if we are to deliver the core services that the people of Onchan want, then we need to engage fully with our local commissioners, and that to me is more important than anything else. So if those two commissioners genuinely believe there is a conflict, then they should provide me with the relevant section of the civil servant code, because I cannot see it myself. So in my eyes, and I have checked with OHR, there is nothing stopping a local commissioner who happens to work for the Isle of Man government engaging fully with national politicians.
So how important is it that there are a wide range of people from all different backgrounds on local authorities?
Absolutely. I think local authorities is the core of within our communities. They are there on the ground, and they should come from all walks of life, regardless of gender and age. And we should welcome people from within government, because they will also have a level of experience. Say, for example, somebody coming from the private sector may not have. And this is what makes local governments such important, because we do get every single walk of life. We get lawyers, we get bakers, we get civil servants, we get every type of person going in, giving up their valuable time to serve our community. And we should never forget that. But I hope that this particular issue can go back on the agenda at Onchan Commissioners. And I would encourage my fellow colleagues on the board of Onchan Commissioners to vote again on this, because we do need those meetings. It's important for them to be able to challenge us when they don't feel decisions are right, especially when it affects the roads or it affects properties or it affects legislation. But also that we can feed back as national politicians when we are having concerns raised to us, when a level of service within the local constituency isn't reaching the right mark. It's about engagement, it's about working together for the people that we represent.
It's really disappointing, and obviously I normally attend most of the meetings, but disappointing that come to that conclusion. I didn't appreciate that they were going to look at changing the quarterly meetings. I thought it was just joint meetings with regards to the commissioners and surgery type things. So it is disappointing. I think it's really important that MHKs keep those local connections and any queries. And, you know, I've done an awful lot of support with some of the commissioners and the CEO with regards to some of the legislation and some of the proposals that have been put forward by Mr. Hooper recently. I immediately, if I see anything like that on the Tim Ward order paper, go to the clerk and go to the commissioners that are open to MHKs contacting them, discuss it with them and see if there's anything we can do. They need something amended and things. That's how you should work with your local authorities. So it's disappointing.
What did you get out of the meetings? Did you find that there were benefits for yourselves?
So the benefits I found, obviously we could put items on the agenda. The commissioners put items on the agenda. You know, and I actually think it should all be very public and open and transparent, and the minutes and everything else from these meetings should be as well. The commissioners, I always attend the annual general meeting. I look at where they're spending the money, and if there's concerns raised by residents or tenants of the commissioners, it's an opportunity to be able to bring them up at these meetings with all of the commissioners there. Because if you've got, a housing issue, you would go to the lead member. You'd go to the clerk, actually. He's the right person to go to. But if you weren't getting satisfactory answers, you can go to the lead member for housing. However, these joint meetings, it was an opportunity for Onken to come together again, because there is four MHKs that represent parts of Onken, it's not just two, and discuss what's on the Tynwald papers that we could support with, but also how can we support them in the local environment. I couldn't tell you how many people I help around the village got a real issue with weeds and things at the minute, but just housing or general matters, and I think it's really important to keep those strong links. But I will maintain them anyway, because a meeting's a meeting, it's a one-off event, so it's how you help people daily and monthly that's as important.
What would you like to see the authority do now? Would you like to see them be reinstated, or do you think maybe you need to look at joint political surgeries? What would you like to sort of see them do in the future?
I'm not sure the benefit of that, because it wouldn't be minuted, it wouldn't be documented. I think it's important to see those links. I don't just help Onken commissioners or local authorities. If I get contacted by any of the commissioners around the island, you know, whether it be from Ramsey, Peel, I help them, because that's what a national politician's role is, and that's what we should be doing, and supporting local authorities. They do have the municipal association, but that's not really got great legalities around it as to what they can actually do. However, if anybody in the municipal association, I'm happy for anybody to contact me with any issues and to support. But it's a shame that I'm seeing this in the boardroom in Onken again. I think it's because we've got a strong chair and he is holding the commissioners to account on various things, and he's got new people in there with different ideas and different ways of how they want to operate. Commissioners contact MHKs very regularly. We support all of the commissioners as well as our residents and any tenants of the commissioners, and I think that's really important. Obviously, I don't think this will be the end of it, and I think it's now for us to question what broke down yesterday in that commissioners meeting, because it seems like from your report that there's certainly been a lot of antagonizing around questions and things, and that's not what we should be expecting from our local authority. It should be very professional and everything should be minuted and transparent.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.